And that brings us to our top story today, the protests that have raged on here in Phoenix and across the country in response to the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. He died a week ago under the knee of a police officer after being accused of paying with a counterfeit bill at a grocery store. He was unarmed. Video footage from the scene shows a white officer kneeling on Floyd's neck, and Floyd can be heard saying, "I can't breathe."
The first night of statewide curfew ended with arrests in downtown Phoenix last night. Malls closed throughout the valley, and law enforcement officials around the state are vowing not to enforce it. Governor Doug Ducey ordered the week-long curfew Sunday following protests that grew violent in downtown Phoenix and Tucson. Scottsdale police arrested a dozen people after property damage and looting at Scottsdale Fashion Square Mall Saturday night. Many Phoenix area malls were closed Sunday as a precaution.
KJZZ Scott Bork was out on the streets of Phoenix for three late-night protests this weekend and joins us now with more. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot happened downtown this weekend, and you covered it. What were people doing?
So each night basically started out with a peaceful protest. On Friday, there was a candlelight vigil for Deion Johnson, who was killed Monday, the same day as George Floyd in North Phoenix by a DPS trooper who wasn't wearing a body camera. And then on Saturday, demonstrators assembled outside the state capitol to speak about reforms they'd like to see in law enforcement. The protests were usually loud, they were passionate, and sometimes they were even angry, but everybody was respectful. The environment felt more like it was pro-reform than it was anti-police.
Yeah, the word reform is so vital. What did they want to see changed?
A lot of the reforms they had proposed were, you know, changing how police departments hire, train, and screen officers. One of the speakers at the protest was Bridget Lewis. She mentioned how police officers, they see a lot of traumatic and unpleasant things in the line of duty and how they should receive mandatory psychiatric evaluations every 6 months.
You need to sit down in a chair, kick back, get some water, and talk about what you saw
real
on the street.
Talk, I just said.
You might be freaking out on somebody who just took a pack of gum out the store. And you might use a military move on them.
So that speaker's daughter is named Parisi Lewis, and she organized the rally at the state capitol that you just heard.
I feel like too often we just sit back and say, there's no hope, there's no this, the protests don't work. But get out there and be active in the community, spread the word, tell people to get out and vote. You know, be in these positions. Us black people need to be in these positions so we can help promote the change.
Scott, we understand things got a bit violent while you were out there. What did you see?
So after the peaceful protests were finished, some people broke off and marched downtown towards Phoenix Police Headquarters and City Hall. On Friday night, police had set up a barricade between the street and the police headquarters, and officers in riot gear were out protecting the building. The protesters here got loud and were, you know, expressing their anger very verbally, and the police fired flashbangs and pepper spray into the crowd. For a while, it felt kind of like a standoff. There wasn't any violent activity, so the police couldn't declare a riot or unlawful assembly. But after a few people threw water bottles at officers, they declared a riot and began using tear gas on the crowd. And then eventually around midnight, vandals began breaking windows at the courthouse and a few other buildings around town, according to Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams.
Last night, we had criminal damage at least 18 different properties with windows and doors destroyed, graffiti on the walls and sides of buildings, damage to multiple vehicles. The cost of these repairs will likely be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. Members of the media who are trying to document history and bring the message of the demonstrators to our community are being attacked.
Yes, Scott, were any members of the press attacked here?
Yes, by both protesters and by police. A reporter from Channel 3 was assaulted live on camera by a protester. And a few reporters from other TV stations and photographers tweeted pictures of bruises they got after police fired rubber bullets at them.
So we just heard from Chief Williams. What did city leaders have to say about more specifics there?
So both Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego and Police Chief Jerry Williams spoke at a press conference on Saturday after the first night of, violent rioting. They empathized with the protesters. Nobody seemed to debate that the protesters had a reason to be out there and protesting. But obviously those protests evolved into riots, and nobody in the mayor's office or at the police department wanted that. Chief Williams drew on her experience both as a police officer and as a woman of color in her remarks.
I love Phoenix. It's where I was born, it's where I live, and I know we can all do better, and we want to peacefully allow demonstrators to share their message without destroying the city we all call home. As a woman of color, I understand, I empathize, I sympathize the pain that the community is involved in and the important call, as the mayor mentioned, for change. but let's not allow that message to overshadow this by criminal activity. The role of the police department is to protect the safety and security of all members of the community, but be clear, as we defend the rights of demonstrators to share their message, we will not tolerate criminal activity.
And Scott, finally, Sunday night's protests were the first subject of the curfew put in effect by Governor Ducey. What happened last night?
So the crowd gathered earlier than usual. Previous nights they were gathering around 7 or 8. Yesterday they gathered well before 6 p.m. Around 7:45, they seemed to thin out a bit, and a lot of people I spoke to said they were planning to go home to respect the curfew. But those that stayed marched up Fifth Avenue in downtown Phoenix until police turned them around. And then at 8 p.m., police started making announcements telling the crowd to disperse. But they didn't seem to start really enforcing that until around 10, when what looked like a few dozen people were defying police orders to go home. They were around 7th Street and I-10. So police deployed tear gas and made a lot of arrests. I just got the official numbers a few minutes ago, and they said there were at least 200 adult and 10 juvenile arrests last night.
Okay. KJZZ's Scott Bork. Scott, thanks for your work last night. We appreciate it.
Of course. You're welcome.